You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Welcome to our trade deadline preview show. I'm going to split this up into two parts. At first, we'll talk about what the Pistons are looking for, what their objectives are coming into the trade deadline. And then in the second part, we'll talk about which players are on the block. So what are the Pistons' goals? What are they looking for? In the bigger picture sense, I think the Pistons are trying to make the playoffs this year. Stan Van Gundy's competitive. He's about winning now. That's the culture he wants to set. That's important to him. And I think that's especially true coming off of last season's playoff appearance. I don't think there's a desire to take a step back. I think that would signal all the wrong things. So this team probably wants to get a little better. They're right in the mix of the playoff race, right on the edge. Could fall in, could fall out, but they're right on the edge. So where some other teams might look as that as an opportunity to build for the future, to maybe sell off some pieces, I think it's pretty clear if the Pistons make a move, it'll be toward winning now. I think that's by far more likely. But I also think there's a desire not to sell off, strongly for the future. I don't think the Pistons are going to completely mortgage or even mostly mortgage their future to win a little more this season. That's not Van Gundy's MO either. Looking for some small upgrades here and there, and maybe even some bigger upgrades if that becomes available. But I don't think the Pistons are going to all of a sudden trade, multiple first round picks. However, I think one thing the Pistons could look for is a player who's under team control for multiple years, and then maybe you give up a first-round pick or a stronger asset, maybe somebody like Stanley Johnson, but some type of stronger asset. The Pistons have done this in the past. They traded in-season for Tobias Harris. They traded in-season for Reggie Jackson. So I do think that is part of the Pistons' mindset, is they're not afraid to make an in-season deal. Maybe they'd be more reluctant now that the team is a little better. But I still think overall, Stan Van Gundy is not reluctant to make an in-season deal to upgrade the roster now. A lot of teams are more comfortable doing that over the summer. But if he can do it now, I think he will. Looking at anything a little smaller, I think you have to start with the starting point guard spot. The Pistons want to get more production there. Maybe that'll just come from Reggie Jackson playing better. That's probably the most likely thing. But I think that's where the Pistons will look, is can they get a better starting point guard if somebody becomes available? And it's tough to see a lot of realistic trade targets there, just because the teams with better point guards, well, most of them are also trying to win now. There are some younger point guards out there, but that'd be taking a step back in the present. Like I just said, I don't think the Pistons are eager to do that. So the two teams I'd look at with better point guards who might be willing to build for the future are the Suns and Pelicans with Eric Bledsoe and Drew Holiday. Bledsoe's playing very well. It's going to be a significant cost to trade for him. I'm not sure how eager Phoenix is to deal him. Eric Bledsoe and Devin Booker look like a real nice backcourt to build around. But he is providing value to Phoenix that doesn't mean quite so much now. Would mean more for the Pistons. So it's possible the Pistons could value him more than the Suns do and work out a trade. Drew Holiday, the real complication is he's going to be an unrestricted free agent next summer. You'd want some assurances about him re-signing. He's not under team control. The Pelicans, I would think, would keep him and try and re-sign him. That seems to be what Anthony Davis, their franchise player, wants. But the Pistons could always reach out and see if there's something there. But I do think that's unlikely. On a smaller scale, the Pistons could maybe use help at backup shooting guard, although Stanley Johnson's coming around. He's getting in shape. He's playing a lot better lately. So that's a lot less urgent. And Van Gundy has said he doesn't like using a 10-man rotation. He wants to keep it at 9. So Stanley Johnson is that backup wing. I do think he's better at small forward than shooting guard, although my concerns about that are lessening a little bit as he's looking a little quicker lately, coinciding with shedding weight. But if you wanted to look at a position where they could use help beyond point guard, that's the spot. And then the other thing, one more objective that's a little more broad, I do think there's a desire for a shakeup. You know, this team has been kind of stale in some troubling ways. You never want to make a trade just for the sake of a trade. But if it's a positive trade in terms of the value of players in a vacuum, I do think sometimes there is, and maybe even should be, a hesitancy, because there's also value in chemistry. That there's value in cohesion. And if you're trading a player, if you had a perfect scale to rate on 1 through 100, how much value a player has based on their age, their contract, their playing ability. If you had a player who's an 84 and another team offers an 85, maybe it's not worth it because there is value in that cohesion and that chemistry. But on this team, I think it goes the other way. I think there's value in a shakeup, changing the chemistry, adjusting the dynamic. So I think that's what the Pistons are going to be looking at and looking for coming into the trade deadline. What can they offer? Well, let's start with Reggie Jackson. He's a solid starting point guard who has not rallied the support of his teammates behind him. When he came back, there was finger pointing about him not moving the ball enough, about how he defends. Some of those concerns are fair in the long run, but I would think, hey, maybe give him a little bit of time to adjust getting back from injury. But his teammates didn't feel that way. Even if his teammates are wrong, it's telling that he couldn't get their support. So if you're looking at, like we just said, an upgrade at starting point guard, well, then you're probably going to trade Reggie Jackson. He's too good to be a backup. He belongs as a starting point guard in this league. Maybe not for the Pistons, but somewhere, and maybe for the Pistons. So he could be on the block, and that could aid adjusting the team dynamic. Andre Drummond has come up. Zach Lowe reported that the Pistons have quietly looked around about Andre Drummond. That'd be interesting. That's definitely a move toward the shakeup direction. I can't imagine the Pistons are going to get enough return where they do that. You know, if another team just loves Andre Drummond, maybe, but it's hard to see another team just loving Andre Drummond right now. He hasn't taken the huge step forwards this year defensively that it seems like he can. It seems like it's always just around the corner. He's still young, probably not the right time to trade him either. It's the same issue with Reggie Jackson. You don't want to trade low. I think the most likely player to be moved once we get past the two big interesting names and into a little more reality now is Aaron Baines. He's going to opt out next summer. The Pistons think he'll become unaffordable. They also signed, as they were very open about, who they envisioned to be the backup center next year in Boban Marjanovic. He's under contract for 2 more years after this one. So the Pistons, if they think Boban is ready to slide into the rotation now, that wouldn't be too much of a downgrade. Yeah, they could trade Baines for something, either help on the wing or a draft pick or a younger player with more upside. That's probably the number one player by far I'd look at as on the trade block. If the Pistons are looking ahead to next offseason, a couple more players who could be moved. One, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. I don't count on this. I don't think this will happen. But I suppose it's possible the Pistons say, hey, we like him, but it's not worth offering him a max contract. So they trade him now. If they don't think he's worth offering a max contract, they absolutely should trade him now. But I think they value him that way. They'll pay what it takes. He's a restricted free agent. They can match any offer. There's no risk of losing him. I think they'll keep him through the season, re-sign him this summer. But now is the time to make that decision. And then if you re-sign him, you're going to be right around that luxury tax line. So maybe you look to deal Reggie Bullock now if there's another team that likes him. Bullock will also be a restricted free agent. Not really clear how much money he's going to get. He keeps looking okay, but his teams just don't play him enough. Even through 4 years for us to get a great idea of exactly what he is. I think there's a decent chance he'll be too expensive to re-sign. So if you can find another team that wants to take a flyer on him and acquire his bird rights, then maybe you could do that now. And then with those same luxury tax issues in mind, maybe the Pistons could move Tobias Harris or John Luer. The Pistons like to say they have 3 starting forwards, those 2 plus Marcus Morris. Morris is on a cheap contract. Yeah, if another team really wants that, he could be dealt too. But it probably makes more sense to deal Luer or Harris, who are making a lot more money. Although Harris has a declining contract and salary, so that's a nice little bonus. he's making $16 million next year, $14.8 million the year after. John Lure is making about $10 million over the next 3 years. And Lure's contract is also declining. So there's some nice value there. And the Pistons could maybe take advantage of another team that's more interested in spending that money. It's not huge outlays for either. Both players have value, but you'd like to keep your talent. As far as younger players, it's hard to see any of them being traded. Just remember, the Pistons drafted Stanley Johnson, Henry Ellenson, Darren Hilliard, Michael Beneje. They drafted all those guys before any other team did. Maybe that just happens to be about where other teams happen to be picking in those particular drafts, but it does say something that the Pistons valued them more. Well, since those guys came into the league, have any of them done anything where another team is going to value them more than they did on draft night? I don't think so. Some teams tried to get Stanley Johnson on the cheap when he was having problems, when he was getting benched, when he was getting sent to the D League, when he was getting suspended. Pistons weren't interested. His value's only rebounded since then. Probably not enough to trade him or to get better offers. So I don't expect a lot of movement for the Pistons. Wouldn't be surprised if they make a trade. I think they're looking. I think they do want to have that shakeup. I think that could be good for them. But it's tough to find another team willing to offer value. It's one thing to want to shake up. It's another thing to sell low just to get it. And I don't think the Pistons will do the latter. But Aaron Baines, that's the guy I'd keep my eye on as the trade deadline comes. It's next Thursday. We'll have all the updates on any trade rumors, maybe even actual trades. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audioboom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Thanks for listening.